And then I went to work over at the city attorney's office. As I told you, I've never been farther than three blocks from where we're sitting. And that was right across the street in the city hall here. Old A.L. Jeffries was a city attorney, and he was a marvelous old man.
Did you like that job?
Oh, it was just great. When you came to work for him, he said, "Now, it's going to kill me when you do it, but don't stay here over 4 years at the max." He said, "Get out quicker if you can." While I was there, there were seven of us that time. I think they got 35 or something now, but when one would leave, it'd just break his heart. But the next one would come, he'd tell the same thing. "Now, get out of here, you know, go on with the firm, go on with your life, because this is not where you ought to be."
And it was good advice.
It was great advice. He loved to get together with his boys and went through over there. We had a poker club that he loved to call the Little Daisies. That existed as long as he lived and longer. As a matter of fact, he died when I was still over at City Attorney's office. I went to work there in 56. He passed away the summer of 59. I just was getting ready to go with our firm, I guess the fall of 59. That I went with, which at that time was Rainey Flynn, Green, and Anderson. And that was an excellent firm. It was probably the premier firm, at least I thought it was.
How did you get your job there? Did you have a connection there?
I vaguely knew Mr. Flynn, but one of my fraternity brothers was there. He wanted me to come over. They had an opening and wanted me to meet everybody. They gave me an offer, and I was tickled to death to get it. And, of course, my friend was there, too,
yeah.
So that was really neat. He went on later and formed probably the premier firm in Dallas. His name was Dick Haynes. Haynes and Bain.
We should just say that Dick Haynes went on to become a very famous trial lawyer.
Yes.
Yeah, and tried some very famous cases.
Plus, he had that firm down there that's just without peer.
I'm going to bring you then to, you joined the firm, and who are some of the clients that you have?
We were Oklahoma solicitors, state solicitors for the Santa Fe Railroad, actually speaking in Santa Fe. We were general counsel for Oklahoma Gas Electric Company. We were general counsel for the Oklahoma Publishing Company. And then the Pullman Company, we were general counsel in Oklahoma for the Katy Railroad, Missouri, Kansas, Texas Railroad. We had a bunch of them. And then we had a lot of individuals. Streeter Flynn and Judge Rainey had been very prominent in Oklahoma City. In fact, Streeter Flynn's father, it was Flynn and Ames, getting to the turn of the century when they were together. They had formed the Oklahoma Publishing Company for Mr. Gaylord. And they owned OG&E. They wanted, it was in a poker, it's bad news. I mean, it just wasn't worth anything. But at the time, they owned it. I never will forget, this was back in 07, I guess, or 08. Every New Year's Day, they'd flip a coin. Whoever lost had to be the president of OG&E for that next year. So all these things were just built. By the time Streeter Flynn came along and Judge Rainey, they had half the clients in town. In fact, Mr. Vos, who had the first national bank, told me one time that, not in numbers, but in accumulated wealth, we had about half of the total value of the trust department, our clients.
And the name of the firm again was?
Rainey, Flynn, Green, and Anderson.
Somewhere in here, you met your future bride at the same time that you were getting settled into a law firm.
I did. Let's say I went over there on February the 1st, 1960, and then I met Lil. We double dated. She had a date with one of my best friends, and I didn't know her before, although our parents knew each other. We just kind of hit it off immediately.
And her name was?
Mary Lillian Ryan. Her father had Ward Beekman and Ryan. They were road contractors. Her dad, for instance, he built the Altus Air Force Base, paving the turnpike from Oklahoma City to Bristow. But anyway, we met, hit it off.
And he married in 1962. Uh-huh. Children then from that marriage?
Yes, three. We had Becky, Rebecca, Ann, Roten, and then Molly Fritch, and then Bob, Robert, Joseph.
Were they twins?
Yes. Bob and Molly were twins. They were born in 1974.
And Bob is with you here in the foundation right now.
He sure is. And of course, he was an attorney too, and I was delighted with that. When I first went with the firm, I tried cases. That's how I started out. As a matter of fact, in those days, we did everything.